USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. U.S. officials say that the missile that exploded in Poland close to the Ukrainian border was likely a Ukrainian air defense missile that veered off target. Two people died in the explosion, but Ukrainian President Zelensky claims that the missile wasn't theirs and that it came from Russia. Former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy says that, based on the information available now, that explosion was an accident from a Ukrainian air defense missile.
Of course, they wouldn't have had to shoot those missiles if they weren't being attacked by Russia. And certainly targets on the border could cause this, not only this, but also in the future, as it's unknown where a missile would go after it intercepts one.
Ahead of the final undecided U.S. Senate race in the state of Georgia, going to a runoff on December the 6th, the Republican candidate Herschel Walker campaigning in McDonough, Georgia, Wednesday. Walker criticized the Biden administration's first 2 years in office.
In less than 2 short years, y'all see where we're at? Y'all trying to decide whether you want to vote for me? You better vote for me, because we don't want this country to become a country like somewhere else. This is the greatest country in the world today, is the United States of America.
It's not deja vu, but we are headed for the moon again.
NASA successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket from Florida very early Wednesday morning.
7, 6, 5, four-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1, boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together. Back to the moon and beyond.
It will run 25 days, 11 hours, and 36 minutes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Mitch McConnell was reelected as Republican leader Wednesday, quashing a challenge from Senator Rick Scott of Florida. I'm not going anywhere, McConnell said after the nearly four-hour closed-door meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says 22 recruits were struck by an SUV around dawn Wednesday while on the training run in Whittier, California, with 5 critically injured. The driver, also injured, has been detained, but the cause behind the crash is unclear. At a news conference, Sheriff Alex Villanueva said,
the driver was transported to local hospital. They were negative on a field sobriety test and Lua 0.0 on the breathalyzer. So the cause of the accident, motive, anything is unknown at this time.
Ivanka Trump announced on Tuesday that she doesn't plan to be involved in former President Donald Trump's campaign, issuing a statement minutes after her father announced another run for the White House. I love my father very much. This time around, I'm choosing to prioritize my young children and the private life we are creating as a family. I do not plan to be involved in politics, said Trump, who did not attend Tuesday night's event. Her statement follows a shift in the Trump family dynamic and division over the political plans of the former president. It was reported last week that Ivanka and husband Jared Kushner would not campaign on behalf of her father. The Pennsylvania House impeached Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner as Republican legislators pushed to remove the twice-elected prosecutor whose progressive policies they blame for fueling record levels of violent crime in the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.